This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Tanner Kerwer. Tanner, putting you on the spot immediately, what's the best defensive play you ever remember making?
College. It was at a... We were playing Boston College at Boston College, and I was playing right field, and there was this ball hit over my head, and I was running back on it, and I was tracking it. All right, so I reach up, catch it, and right when I caught it, I banged right into their wooden wall. I don't remember the play at all. I got a concussion, actually, but from what everyone said, it was a pretty good play.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. So afterward, they told you about it.
Yeah, I don't remember the ball being hit. I don't remember, like, the batter before that inning. So from what I've heard, it was a pretty good catch, but I don't remember it.
Did you have the reputation of a guy who's going to run into a wall for his team?
After that, I did. But no, in the outfield, I'm just looking to catch the ball. I don't care if I'm running into walls. I don't care if I have to run a mile. I'm going to try and catch it.
That's what we see you as right now. Let's go for base stealing. When did you first become a base stealing threat?
Ever since I can remember. High school, I guess, I was the first I remember that I was always trying to steal bases, get on base, getting scoring position for my team. So that just carried out throughout my career, I guess.
Have you ever stolen home?
No, I haven't.
Do you ever, are you like, that's what I want to do, is steal home straight?
Yeah, but that takes a lot of risk, but maybe one day I will.
Was there a moment where you took a risk on the bases with your speed and got away with it?
A few times last year I stole third without the ball even being thrown.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What, tell me about this.
When Griffin Conine was up, lefty, last year in Vancouver, they'd shift him, so the third baseman would be playing way off. There'd be a lefty on the mound, and I would just, once he'd come set, I would just run to third, and I'd beat the third baseman to the base.
And that was something, it was not talking to any coach. You're just looking around saying, I've got my chance.
Yeah, I just did it. I did that a few times last year.
How much fun was it playing for the Vancouver Canadiens last year?
It was awesome playing in front of a Canadian crowd again. Being from Canada, and we'd sell out every night at like 5,000 people, so it was just fun to play there.
Did any folks from back home, was anybody able to travel the distance to Vancouver to support you?
Yeah, my parents came up 3 or 4 times. Their family friends would come up. Even some of my buddies came up. But I also have some buddies that live in Kelowna, which is near Vancouver, and they came up a few times as well.
How is it playing in the Toronto Blue Jays minor league organization?
Yeah, when I heard I was going to the Blue Jays, that was getting drafted alone was unreal, but getting drafted by my favorite team growing up was unbelievable. So,
did you have no expectations of getting drafted?
I was told I was going to get drafted, but I didn't know what round, I didn't know where, so it was crazy, it was the Blue Jays.
Yeah. How did you grow in terms of your baseball ability while you were in college?
Going from high school to college, I think college taught me to deal with failure. Going right from high school, you don't really deal with a lot of failure because, I mean, the competition isn't that great. But going to college, you have to learn how to deal with failure, have a good mental side behind hitting in the game. So I think that's what I took away most from college.
Were you the very best baseball player growing up around?
No, we have a few good Alberta kids. Matt Lloyd right now, he's in Indiana. He's their closer and shortstop. He's a really good player. Mike Soroka, he's with the Braves now.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I played with him on Team Alberta. No, Alberta has some pretty good baseball players.
It was fun watching Andy Yerzy play from the Toronto area. There's Otto Lopez, who's played for Team Quebec. There you are, Team Alberta. How much pride do you take in being from Alberta?
I take a lot of pride in it. Alberta's not known for baseball. It's more for hockey and stuff. So I think that coming from Alberta and putting Alberta on the map for baseball, I take pride in that, and I want to perform for my province.
How was it playing in the games, right? Was it? How was that experience?
The Canada Summer Games, that's probably one of the best baseball experiences I've ever had. It's like a mini Olympics almost for Canada, and that was my first ever Team Alberta experience too. So, yeah, that was amazing. I think we got bronze that year too. So,
yeah.
I think I was one of the bubble guys to get chosen for that team, so I was just really excited to get picked, and I didn't have too many expectations going in because I didn't know if I was going to play at all or not, and then I had a really good pre-camp, and I opened up the summer games at second base, and I played pretty good, and then I got moved to shortstop for some reason. Yeah, I don't remember why, but, and then I played the whole summer games out at shortstop, so, and that's how I, right there in the Canada Summer Games is how I got seen for Niagara, too. So it all worked out.
You batted something like 360 at the Canada Summer Games.
Yeah, I played really well. Going in with no expectations, I mean, it was amazing what happened there. We got bronze, I was a starter there, so it all worked out.
So last year, how did last year go compared to your expectations?
This is another time I went in with no expectations, playing in front of a Canada crowd again. We had a young team, and we had a good first half, but we didn't win the first half. And then we're like, all right, we're for sure going to win the second half. And we were up like 10 games with like 2 weeks left, and somehow we just, that's when we started slumping as a team, just like we are now. We couldn't buy a win, and we ended up not making the playoffs, but it was a fun year.
What did you go into the offseason with any goals for yourself?
I wanted to get bigger, a little bit bigger. I think I gained about 5 to 10 pounds, so I can hit the ball harder, make harder contact, put more pressure on defense, and I also wanted to keep my speed as well, so I did a lot of speed drills, ladder drills, which maintained my speed.
How did you spend your time away from working for the next season?
I finished up my degree.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got my marketing degree at Niagara, and I also worked baseball camps, and that's pretty much it.
So you come into spring training. Did you feel stronger and quicker?
I did, yeah. The first week, I felt I was hitting the ball harder, but unfortunately a week in I hurt my knee, so then I was out for another week, and I came back, and there's only about 3 days left of spring training, so yeah, which was unfortunate, but it's all part of the game.
How's your health right now?
It's good, yeah.
You mentioned playing second base, playing shortstop. We see you in the outfield. Is there anywhere that you haven't played?
I've played everywhere, actually, thinking now.
How are you as a catcher?
Not very good. I just did it as a joke in high school, but I was all right.
How are you as a pitcher?
I actually pitched a little bit. I pitched a lot in high school. I was one of our better guys. And then in college, I was the first guy that would go in if our pitchers were getting lit up. And I don't think I still gave up a run, so it's good.
And finally, with Tanner Kerwer, besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy doing?
I enjoy golfing. Trying golf. I golfed a little bit in the off season. Hockey too. When I go back home for Christmas, I always try and go out on the outdoor rink with my friends. And if we're waiting for a baseball game, I like playing spades with the other guys. So that's pretty much it.
Who's the best spades guy on the team?
Probably Will McCaffer. Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy.
Tanner, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
And Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Tanner Kerwer. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.